Coming up next, the battle begins, and I'm roped in to join a Waterloo gun crew. I'm finding out what it was like to be a soldier at Waterloo 200 years ago. And now I'm heading for one of the key locations on the battlefield.
We are going to take a very bad road, right in the middle of the field.
My guide is George Jacobshagen. He's involved in a charity that's restoring the historic buildings at Hougoumont Farm.
The day before the battle, there have been dreadful rains like we have had this morning.
It's probably similar to the issues to what it is today. Imagine having to drag massive cannons through this sludge.
You see, that's Hougoumont appearing there.
To understand why Hougoumont was so important, you need to know about the rest of the battlefield too. Napoleon's forces were massed in the south. Wellington's troops faced them from the high ground to the north. This ridge was a strong defensive position. It allowed Wellington to hide many of his troops, making it hard for the French to target their artillery. And French infantry and cavalry would have to climb a steep slope to reach the enemy. Wellington also controlled the farm at La Haye-Sainte and the buildings at Hougoumont, where Matthew Clay was stationed.